This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM, as we roll along on a Thursday morning. A Dory Jackson corner for the Tennessee Titans joins us here on SB Nation Radio. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. All right, let me ask you this question, because you guys come back from London. You guys had lost three in a row. You're 3-4. You're going into this Monday night game against the Cowboys, and you win. You win in a nice game against Dallas. Does one game erase some of those problems that you guys have, or there's still some things you guys want to work on as you guys progress through the season? How does that one win affect your outlook on the season?
The one win obviously gives us a little momentum boost, but at the same time, there's nothing to be satisfied or have a lot of to hang our head above, because we still have things we want to fix. You know, we want to be consistent. So one game is actually a stepping stone, you know, to get to where we want to go and get to what we want to be, to keep on going and keep on fighting and just having a lot of fun and just trying to keep winning.
When you guys come off a playoff appearance last year, you beat Kansas City, you lose to the Patriots, but you come back in the city. It's a playoff football team. Now the Titans are a playoff football team, but you go through a coaching change. What's the biggest adjustment from feeling like you had somewhat of a successful season to realizing, okay, there's a new coaching staff and there's a new way to do things?
First, just understanding the mentality and the mindset, you know, that we all have in that one goal is, you know, always get to the playoffs, but, you know, to keep going further. So for us, you know, having Coach Vrabel, his caliber and being with the Patriots and coaching, playing, everything that he's done. So having that mentality and everything from our head coach, and for us, is just trying to get back to where we were and understanding that wasn't good enough. You know, we got to the, you know, wild card first round, and we want to keep going further and keep going further. So I think that was our mentality and our mindset when Coach Vrabel came.
All right, your secondary teammate, Kevin Byard, he goes out to the Star in Dallas. He said he thought somebody was going to get him. Did you fear for him when he did that move in Dallas?
No, we didn't fear for him at all. We knew that, you know, as teammates, we were going to have his back no matter what. So we didn't have no fear. It was just him out there having a lot of fun to celebrate. And, you know, with the day and age now, some people take offense or whatever it may be, the thing is going on, you know, throughout football. But for him, he was just having a lot of fun and just doing the things that he's seen. You know, T.O. did it, so it was one of those things where he was just paying homage. It was never to disrespect anybody, just paying homage and just having a lot of fun out there.
All right, let me ask you about your time growing up in California. You're playing high school. You're playing different positions. You're all over the field in different ways. When you get recruited, when USC or these other schools come get you, do they tell you what they'd like to use you, or do they bring you in as an athlete and then you kind of fill in the role and then figure out where you are going to fit in whatever school, in this case USC, needs at the time?
Yes, a lot of the coaches ask me, what did I want to do? And so I pretty much tried to give out my blueprint. I never wanted to go into a recruitment thing and wanted the coaches to label me and wanted me to do, you know, what they wanted me to do. So I wanted to go to a school that was open enough to allow me to play both ways and to be able to run track. So I had USC, LSU, and Florida in my top three at the end. So for me, it was more about trying to tell coaches what I like to do and what I want to do and what I knew I could do and bring to the team to help them out. And, you know, for those three teams, obviously I went to USC. You know, they believed in me, trusted in me. That's the only thing that I wanted, for coaches to believe and trust in me and allow me to have fun and to be able to play ball. And, you know, USC allowed me to do that.
You probably figured you were confident enough that you could make it to the next level in any position that you played at in college. But was there a moment where some people said, listen, if you really want to be a first-round pick and you want to make it in the NFL, be a defensive back. Let's work on that. That's where your skill set really is.
So the crazy thing about it, when I went to SC, I wanted to go play DB anyway. It just so happened that, you know, how everything worked out, I ended up playing offense and having a blast at it and being well. And it was one of the things with a guy named Kenoto Hudson. He was our assistant, our GADB coach, and he was telling me, like, yeah, they never had a first-round corner ever to be drafted. So, you know, for a while, I always said I was going to be the first corner, you know, out of SC to get drafted in the first round. And that was my goal, that was my mindset, and I wanted to win the Thorpe. So I remember saying that coming out, I wanted to win the Thorpe and the Heisman. And so I always wanted to be a defensive back and play that ever since I started playing DB my sophomore year of high school. Right. So, you know, ever since then, that's one of the things that I have my mindset on.
All right, so you go from Southern California, now you're in Nashville. All right, let me ask you some Nashville things. Do you like country music? Did you always like country music? Has it grown on you since you got to the Music City?
I didn't like country music, you know, growing up, never been my thing. But, you know, being able to be out here, you know, and having all the country music that plays, it's different. But, I mean, you hear it, you listen to it. I just listen to the lyrics, so for me just to hear how they sing. You know, I go from rapping and hearing the country music and their tone and how they set things up. It's actually pretty, it's not as much as different, it's just a different tone that they use. So they all talk about the same thing that a lot of other people either sing or you rap. All of them really trying to send a message. So I hear them sometimes, but it still hasn't grown on me, the fact that that's on my playlist.
All right, one of three choices: sweet iced tea, unsweet iced tea, or no iced tea.
I've been drinking sweet tea since I was a kid, so I wouldn't go with sweet tea.
The sweet, is it good in Nashville? I live in the area. I live down south of Nashville. I like it, but I heard it's better in other places. Is it good for you?
I like it because I can go anywhere and actually sweet tea, and I can get it. So that makes me so happy. I can go to all types of restaurants or any place, and I say, well, can I get a sweet tea? I used to do that in California. Being that growing up in Illinois, I used to drink sweet tea all the time. So I moved to California and go out there and ask for sweet tea. And they look at me crazy and say, you must not be from here. And I come to Nashville, and I'm like, okay, this may be closer to home, Illinois. So they get me a little bit.
Do you like the Nashville barbecue?
So my dad is like a real barbecue guy. He would do barbecue tournaments and do everything like that. So for me, I don't want to say I don't like it, just that I'm so used to my dad's barbecue and all the things that he's done. He makes us a barbecue.
All right, one final question. All right, so you come from California, you go to Nashville, you know it's SEC country, you know it's big football. Were you surprised that people in Nashville really love the Predators hockey team?
I think I was shocked, because when I first came out here, it was playoffs. So when I remember being out here, it was playoff time and seeing the street close down and having a big projector screen out there just to watch the game and how much love. And I actually went to a Preds game to see how much fun they had and excitement. So I was shocked, but at the same time I wasn't. You know, when the team was out there doing well, you know, the city usually tends up to back them up. So to see the Predators and to see the fans, and I was like, man, I want to have that in Tennessee, you know, for the Titans. I want to have that type of emotion, that type of fan base, you know, to go out there day in and day out and to be turned up with us.
All right, one other final football question for you. Patriots coming up this weekend. In terms of what you know and what you've seen with Tom Brady and what you've experienced with Tom Brady, what makes him so good as a corner, as a guy who's covering the receivers that he goes to, what makes him so special?
Just take what you give him. That's one of the things about a quarterback like that. He's going to take what you give him. You understand that you got to go out there and play fundamentally sound football and just worry about doing your job. You can do that. Things should be all right. But at the end of the day, you know, he's going to make plays, and you got to be able to make plays as well. So, you know, a great player like that just takes what you give him, and he's going to try to make his plays as well.
Is Malcolm Butler more excited for this than you've seen him in the last couple of weeks, or he's staying steady?
Malcolm is Malcolm. You know, he's one of the guys who's been fearless and got to go out there and compete. So he's just going to see what he does on Sunday.
Adoree, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Good luck on Sunday. I know we'll be pulling for you here in the Music City. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
You got it. Adoree Jackson, the Tennessee Titans, joining us on SB Nation Radio. Good guy. USC to Nashville. Multiple athlete. One of those guys that was like receiver, running back, played defensive back, played return, played kicking in high school. And then he went to USC, became a defensive back, wanted to become a defensive back, and was the one of the Titans' first-round pick. He was picked 18th overall back in the 2017 draft. Adoree Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, from the Tennessee Titans, joining us on SB Nation Radio. Good kid. Smart guy. 800-777-2907. It is SB Nation AM. Tony D and Ron Culver.